Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Beis, and today we are learning Parak Aleph, Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes. So there is a malacha called Borer, to separate things, to separate the waste from the food. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have a machlokas about the malacha of Borer as it applies to Yom Tov. So Borer Kitnes be Yom Tov. If a person wants to select beans or peas or something like that and take them away from the shells, the husks, the psolas, on Yom Tov, so Beis Shammai Omrim, Borer Ochel vi Ochel. Just take out the stuff that's edible, the food that you want to eat, and eat it, you know, right away. So according to Beis Shammai, the malacha of borer is asar in Yom Tov, so therefore you need to take ochel mitoch psolas, and that's not a violation of borer, meaning even on Shabbos you're allowed to do that, as long as you're taking ochel mitoch psolas and not the other way around, and you're doing it biyad, and you're doing it miyad, meaning that you're doing it for immediate use, by hand, and you're taking ochel mitoch psolas, then you're good. Then it's not a violation of Borer. So it's not a violation of Borer on Shabbos. Maybe it's not a violation of Borer on Yom Tov either. Or Beis Hillel Omrim, but Beis Hillel says, Borer Kedarko. No, you could sort it out as normal. Bicheko, by putting the whole mixture of the shells and the husks and the beans in your lap and just tilting it down in such a way so that the beans will roll away from all the shells and the husks that would stay behind. Or Bekanon, or by pouring the whole mixture through some sort of funnel so that you'll funnel away the waste. Or Betamchoy, or by putting it into a plate that you could shake and remove the beans from the rest of the psolas, meaning Beis Hillel holds that you're allowed to do borer on Yom Tov. Meaning Beis Hillel says, since when you take shells from the beans, you usually do that on the very day that the beans are eaten. So therefore, this is a yontiftik activity because it's ochel nefesh for yontif, and mainly you're allowed to do it. Now, if it's the kind of thing that people would normally have done a week before they eat, so then you also should have done it a week before you eat and shouldn't do it on Yom Tov. Of Lubakvara. You're not allowed to put the mixture onto a big board and tilt the board in order to sift it out, or into a very fine strainer with tiny holes, or into a coarse strainer with larger holes, because such things are generally, such types of kalim are generally used to do borer in very large quantities. And Beis Hillel says that you're not allowed to do things that are normally done in large quantities to last for a while on Yom Tov, because that you could have done before Yom Tov. It's only the type of borer that you would do on a daily basis that as you're, you know, as needed, as you're eating it, that you're allowed to do on Yom Tov as well. Rav Gamliel Omer, Af Mediach V'Sholeh. Rav Gamliel says, you could even put it in a giant bowl, pour water onto the mixture, which would make the shells float to the top, and just skim off the psolas, and then that's fine as well. I mean, you could do real borer in large quantities, and that's not going to be a problem. So that's the most makel opinion. So it's three opinions. Now Mishnah Tes. So we're going to talk about Beis Shammai Omrim, Ein Mishalchen B'Yom Tov Ela Manos. When you send something to somebody in Yom Tov, it has to be ready to eat portions of food that isn't going to require any further preparation. If you're sending something that requires preparation, that's asur, because the guy who's getting it is going to put it away and eat it after Yom Tov. So that would mean that you did a Tirchi Yaseira not for the sake of Yom Tov. Whereas Beis Hillel Omrim, Mishalchen you could send an animal even if it's not shechted, and that obviously requires a lot of work, because if the person wants to enjoy it on Yom Tov or enjoy it ever, he's going to need to shecht it and cook it and everything else. You're also allowed to send wine, oil, flour, and beans, meaning it's not a problem that the guy may set it aside and not eat it until after Yom Tov, because he might also eat it on Yom Tov, so you're allowed to send it. It's not considered an excessive tircha. Obviously, wine and oil could be used right away. Flour, you could knead it and bake it. And beans also just need to be cooked. But it doesn't matter. I mean, basically, saying it just doesn't matter how likely he is to eat it on Yom Tov, as long as it's possible that he'll eat it on Yom Tov. However, even basically will agree, avalo tivua. You shouldn't send raw grain, because that will involve a lot. He'll have to be tochein, and you're not allowed allowed to be tochen on Yom Tov. So that's impossible for him to eat on Yom Tov in a halachically permissible way. But Rabbi Shimon Matir B'Tavua, Rabbi Shimon holds you can even send raw grain because you can cook it without grinding it up. Right? It could be one of these crunchy kind of things, one of these like health food kind of things where it's all raw grains and they're never even ground it up. Right? I mean, you send him oats and you might make a granola bar out of it or something like that, as opposed to grinding it up and making it into a flour. So let's review what we learned today. So Mishnah Ches, we said that according to if you have beans that require some sort of borer, so Beishamai says you can only do it in a way that would be mutter on Shabbos, and Beisil says no, in small quantities, the kind that would be done on a daily basis, you're allowed to do on Yom Tov, just not in large quantities. And Rabbi Gamliel holds even in large quantities you're allowed to do this. That's a three-way machlokas. In Mishnah Tes, we said that according to Beishamai, the only thing you're allowed to send to somebody on Yom Tov is ready-to-eat portions of food, whereas Basil says you could even send animals and that need shechita, that is still alive, and you can send wine and oil and flour and beans. The only thing you can't send is something that would be impossible for the person to eat on Yom Tov, such as grain, where he would need to be tochein, and tochein is also on Yom Tov. And Rabbi Shimon says you could even send grain, because even though normally the way to eat grain is by grinding it up first, but you're allowed to, it's possible to eat grain without grinding it up first. You could just toast the grain and eat it that way. So as long as there's any possibility that the guy will be able to eat it, you're allowed to send it.